Welcome to This Week in Crowder College, an in-depth look into how Crowder College students, faculty, and staff are working together so students soar to new heights, communities are impacted, and lives are changed. This Week in Crowder College is sponsored by the law offices of Wood and Peterson in Neosho. Specializing in workers' compensation, personal injury, social security disability, and more. Learn more online at neoshoattorney.com. Now here's this week's edition of This Week in Crowder College.
Hey there, Four States. This is Luke Taylor. Welcome to another edition of This Week in Crowder College. And we're going to be joined once again today by the Director of Public Information out there at the college. It's Cindy Brown. And hey, Cindy, thanks for coming back on the program.
So happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, so what do you want to talk to us about today, Cindy?
Well, I think a huge thing that was approved by our Board of Trustees at their April meeting is that we are not increasing tuition and fees for fall 24, spring and summer of 2025, which is very important.
Yeah, definitely. That's some really good news. And I know some people might have been holding their breath about that. And so this will be giving them a sigh of relief.
Yes. You know, we know tuition can be a huge burden for students and even possibly a barrier of whether or not they come to school. So trying to keep a quality education without increasing the cost is a commitment that we've made, you know, to trying to help our students. And part of our vision is to improve, change lives one person at a time. And by not increasing tuition and fees for a year could be what makes a difference for someone.
Well, definitely, because what are we always hearing about in the news nowadays? You hear about inflation all the time. And it's good news for local people. They don't have to be concerned about still being able to afford a good quality education out there at Crowder.
Yes. And, you know, traditionally we try to do a minimal increase so that we make sure that we don't burden the students. But yet we do have to keep the lights on and pay for supplies and those kind of things that we have. So, we've really worked hard on our budget to make sure that we are fiscally responsible with the money that we have and been able to do well with that. So we feel like this is a time when it could make an impact on students. So if we can say there's no increase in tuition and fees, what better thing can we do for students? And, you know, looking at some of them that maybe started this past fall and spring, they could get their 2 years done and move on or get a certificate or whatever and know that my tuition didn't change for the last 2 years. So I think that's great.
Yeah, well, and I think it definitely shows that y'all have been working on the budget because a lot of things are going up in prices these days. And I think it really does speak to the fact that you all have seen where you can tighten the belt wherever possible and not pass those extra expenses along to the students. So I'm sure they appreciate that.
Absolutely. And, you know, we appreciate all those people. I mean, it's been 61 years. So back in 1963, when our school districts in Newton and McDonald counties passed our tax, and so those are considered our in-district students, and they get a little bit of a discount for living here and paying taxes for us. And then we have all those other students, whether they're out of district, out of state, or international, paying another rate. And to be able to tell them we're not going to change the rate and new students coming in, hey, what we've got posted now is the rate you're going to pay, I think is, you know, a win for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. And I heard you speaking about this earlier today, and you'll know the right phraseology on this, but Crowder is one of the few or maybe the only institution in Missouri that's not raising its tuition. Can you tell me what it was you were saying?
Yes. So Dr. Pearson has monthly meetings, you know, with all the other 2 and 4 year institutions throughout the state. And as far as she could tell from what everybody was saying, they're increasing as much as, you know, 5% and 8% their tuition rates or increasing their fees. So as far as we could tell, we were the only school that's not looking at an increase for the fall, which is huge.
Yeah, that is huge. And so I'm glad you could share that good news with us today. And if people out there listening, if they are interested in looking at the class schedule for summer and fall right now, that's available. That's where people can go check it out and see what's available.
Absolutely. Go www.crowder.edu. And then you can see everything from how to apply to enroll to courses that are available, or you can give us a call or stop by any of our convenient locations and we'd be happy to help you.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Cindy Brown today, and she's the Director of Public Information for Crowder College. And we appreciate hearing that news this week that the board has voted not to raise tuition rates for this next year. And so if anyone's interested in learning more about Crowder, go to crowder.edu and find out about all the classes they have available right now. Hey, Cindy, thanks so much for joining us again on This Week with Crowder College.
Thank you for having me, Luke.
Thank you for listening to This Week in Crowder College. This Week in Crowder College is sponsored by the law offices of Wood and Peterson in Neosho. You can listen to this broadcast again by going online to kneo.org or to crowder.edu. Tune in once again next week for another edition of This Week in Crowder College on KNEO 91.7 FM.